This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. As we go on to the next episode, depending upon where you might get your information, this episode is listed sometimes as episode number 6. However, this episode aired as the fourth episode on October 24th, 1960, and the name of the episode is Ellie Comes to Town, and we're talking about Eleanor Walker, the Lady Druggist, as Andy calls her in the episode. This was written by Charles Stewart and Jack Ellison, and was directed by Don Weiss. If you remember this episode, it opens up by Miss Walker coming to the Walker drugstore. She's going to take over for Fred, who's been ill for quite some time, and Fred is her uncle. As she looks in the store, she sees two people in, and then she looks on the street and sees Barney sitting in a squad car and yells for Barney that there's burglars inside, and Barney has trouble getting out because he's getting out on the driver's side of the car, and it's right beside a mailbox, but he does get out and goes in, pulls his gun, and lo and behold, it was Andy and Aunt Bee in the drugstore, and Andy just explains that Fred always let him go in and help himself because Andy would pay for whatever he needed. So while they're explaining all of this, and all of a sudden, Emma Brand sneaks in, and she's trying to get, she's trying to get her pills, and she's got some 10-cent pills that she wants to buy. And at this point, Ellie won't give them to her because she doesn't have a prescription. Later on, it's revealed in the episode that these pills were simply sugar pills, and that she was a hypochondriac, and Fred just sold them to her for 10 cents, and she would take them and feel better. And as you know, later in the episode, Miss Walker does give her her pills, and tells Andy later on that it was only sugar pills. Some other interesting things that occur in this episode: you hear what I think is the only mention of Andy's time in the war. He claims that he was in Paris, France during the war. As I mentioned earlier, Andy calls her the Lady Druggist. For those of you who are really interested in the trivia, Andy does make a purchase that day, and he spends $3.23 on some items for he and Aunt Bee. Another funny part of this episode, and Andy and Eleanor are getting to know each other, and he sees her diploma hanging on the wall, and he sees PhD and calls her the pharmacy gal. Is that what PhD stands for? And again, I get a slight chuckle out of that. Some other interesting aspects to this episode: when Emma finds out that Miss Walker would not sell her her pills, she rushes off to Andy and Barney in the sheriff's office and asks them to arrest Ellie for murdering her. And Andy says, "Well, we got one problem. You're not dead." She goes, "Well, I'm going to be because she won't give me my pills." Another funny part of the episode: this is one of the first times, and this is repeated in some other episodes, where Barney claims he's memorized something. In this case, he claims he memorized the sheriff's rules. And if you're very familiar with this, basically Andy has to tell him every single word in what he supposedly had memorized, and Barney just seems to think, "Well, I got it," but he never really does. Another interesting aspect of this episode: most of us are familiar with the license plate number that we see utilized in most of the Andy Griffith Show episodes. It's JL327. Well, in this episode, as it'll appear in two other episodes, and those episodes are Opie's Charity and Andy the Matchmaker, the license plate appears as DC269. Now, why the license plate changes? Your guess is as good as mine. Maybe some of you listeners out there can let me know. It might have something to do with the cars, because the style of the car changed. Obviously, over 8 years of the run of the show, the car is not necessarily going to stay the same. Some other interesting scenes in this episode: there's a cute scene in the beginning where Ellie meets Opie, and she's cleaning the window, and Opie happens to be right where she's cleaning, and they make faces at each other, and that is a really cute part of the episode. Also, when you get near the end of the episode, where Ellie finally relents and gives Emma Brand her pills, she talks Andy out of giving her a parking ticket, although Andy at the time didn't realize it was her car that was parked beside what they call a fire plug and what we normally call a fire hydrant. Again, you trivia buffs out there want to know, where does Fred Walker keep his key to the drugstore? It was above the door, and that's how Andy and Aunt Bee got in. So again, another cute episode from the Andy Griffith Show. Eleanor Walker obviously didn't stay on the show very long. You'll see her on another very popular sitcom, Father Knows Best. But I think she's a lot of Andy Griffith Show favorites that have seen the show wish she would have hung around. And we'll see her in a couple other episodes that we'll talk about a little bit later on. Now, before we get to the trivia question, I want to give you a little bit of behind-the-scenes information about the making of the Andy Griffith Show. Some of you may have wondered, you ever wondered how Don Knotts got the role of Barney? Well, you know, Don Knotts and Andy Griffith had appeared in a movie together, No Time for Sergeants. In that episode, Andy really plays a character sort of like Gomer Pyle, and Don Knotts plays a psychiatrist. But basically, to tell you just a little bit about Don Knotts, he majored in speech at West Virginia University. He was wanting to be a teacher, and those of you know that Andy Griffith was a teacher. But he went into the military for 2 years, and then later came back and completed his college degree. But basically, he worked at a regular part on the Search for Tomorrow, you may a daily soap. But he saw the Andy Griffith Show and the pilot, the Danny Thomas Show, and he noticed that Andy didn't have a deputy. So he called Andy and said, "Hey, wouldn't it be great if you had a deputy?" And Andy said, "Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Why don't you talk to Sheldon Leonard?" And so what's funny is Don Knotts met with Sheldon Leonard, and what he did is he walked in and pretended he had a bunch of stuff under his arm. He was trying to give the impression to Sheldon Leonard that he had all kinds of offers, but really all it was some old scripts under his arms. So Leonard questioned Don Knotts on the concept of the role of the deputy, auditioned him, and signed him to a 5-year contract. Little did he know that later on that Deputy Barney Fife would become one of the most beloved super characters on television. Don Knotts would win 5 Emmys playing him. So again, what a stroke of luck for Don Knotts to be a part of the cast. Another interesting aspect that you may or may not know about the Andy Griffith Show. Again, I've talked a little bit about how Andy Griffith talked, and many of the other characters talked very country in the first episode. Well, Andy Griffith says that he cannot even go back and watch that first season because he doesn't like how country everybody was talking. He also realized early on that once Don Knotts joined the show that he was going to have to be the straight man. So what they really did is sort of on the fly, they changed Andy's character to what they described as a Abraham Lincoln-esque type character, the person that solves all the problems and seems to be able to help and care for everybody. So again, some very interesting behind-the-scenes information about the Andy Griffith Show. And again, one of the things I like about the Andy Griffith Show, it reminds me a lot of my childhood. Going to the drugstore, for example, to buy little items that you need and get ice cream. I used to do that with my grandfather in Cherryville, North Carolina. So when I see things like that, it reminds me so much of my childhood. And I believe it does for a lot of people. You know, again, one of the attractions of the Andy Griffith Show, it seems to be such a place where people just care about each other, no major problems. It's a good place to escape to. But I do believe there's a lot of personal references for everybody in the show. All right, it's time for the trivia question. And here it is, and this one does come from the episode, so if you don't know it, you can watch this episode of Ellie Comes to Town and figure out the answer. Andy and Ellie are looking at her diploma. Now, here's the question. What university did Ellie graduate from? Where did she get her doctorate of pharmacy, or the PhD, the pharmacy gal degree, as Andy would say? From what university did Ellie graduate from? Again, you can find the answer on burkeonmayberry.com, but give it a try and see if you can figure it out. You can email me, and I'll be glad to tell you whether your answer is correct or incorrect. I really appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry. And if you have any questions or comments about this episode, don't hesitate to contact me at burkek@etsu.edu. And as they say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. Thanks for listening.